Hi, this is Chuck with Inner Life Adventures, and I wanted to give you a few minutes to practice in more detail on mindfulness of breath. Breath is such a fantastic focusing point because it's always with us at any point in our days. No matter what we're doing, we're always breathing and taking a moment to be more aware without trying to judge or change how we're breathing, but just noticing our breath and all of its sensation can be hugely beneficial. So, however you're sitting right now, just bring your attention to your breath. Follow the air as it comes in through your nostrils and goes down to the bottom of your lungs. Then follow it as it goes back out again. Just keep following that path of the air coming into your body and out of your body. Again, for this exercise, you're not trying to judge or change how you're breathing. Just noticing all the qualities of your breath. Notice the air moving in and out of your nostrils. Notice how it's slightly warmer as it comes out. Slightly cooler as it goes in. Notice the ways that your breath affects your body. Notice the rise and fall of your rib cage. Rise and fall of your abdomen. Rise and fall of your chest and shoulders. Now take a few moments and just pick which of those points is easiest for you to focus on, whether it's movement in your body or the sensations of breath moving in and out, and just focus your attention there. Whatever feelings, urges, or sensations arise, whether they're pleasant or unpleasant, just acknowledge them without trying to judge them or change them. Almost as if you're nodding your head at them, just like you would at people passing you by on the street. Gently acknowledge those thoughts or urges or sensations and just allow them to be. You'll notice if you accept and allow them, they'll just come and go as they please. Your only task right now is to keep your attention on your breath. From time to time, you might notice your attention becomes distracted by thoughts or feelings or sensations, noises in your environment. Each time that happens, just make a note of what it was that distracted you and choose to bring your attention back to your breath. Doesn't matter how often your attention wanders away, as long as you choose to bring it back, you're being successful with this activity. There's no need to be frustrated or impatient or disappointed if you start to get carried off by thoughts or other distractions. In fact, those are just thoughts and distractions in and of themselves. So just noticing those things. Oh, frustrated. Ooh, thought that I can't do it well. And bring your attention back to your breath. you cultivate this attitude of acceptance, non-judgment, gentleness with yourself in this practice, the more you can start to bring those qualities out into your daily life. Continuing to just bring your attention back to your breath. And when you are ready, slowly start to bring yourself back into the room, into the environment. Opening your eyes, paying attention to other sensations outside of your breath. And offering yourself some gratitude for taking this time to practice being with yourself, taking a break from the busyness of your day. And remember, the breath is something that you have access to all day, every day. Taking time to practice in this way for 1, 2, 3, 5 minutes can have huge benefits when practiced daily. Slowly you can start to increase that to 10 or 15 or maybe even 20 minutes. Whatever feels best for you, there's no right or wrong way to do it. Thank you so much for listening and for practicing, and if there's any way I can help you and support you, please let me know. Enjoy the rest of your day.